This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Final week with hair. Michael is aghast that I intend to just shave the hair down all at once. But here's my question, Michael. You think this is something I haven't thought of before? You think I haven't gone through this? I'm all ears for a better solution. I've been trimming it down and trimming it down. What do you want me to do? What, Chris? Just be hat guy? Well, I'm going to be hat guy more than I was before, just out of necessity. I don't want a sunburn on my dome, but I don't have that many hats. I had that cool one, that fedora I wore in Israel that made me look like a secret agent, and then my oldest son stole it, so now I don't even have that hat. What, Michael? Michael, I can't give it another year. My wife's making fun of me now. She's making fun of me now. Do you have any idea how bad it will be in a year? You got to cut bait, man. Look, you young bloods with your full heads of hair, you don't know. You don't understand. Once it's going, you got to let it go. Every time you see a guy who's trying to deny reality, you snicker and you judge him. You know this is true. Fellas, you know this is true. When you see a dude with a bad dye job or a bad toupee, or he got the hair plugs, it looks like he got them in the back of a Walmart and there's like four plugs on there. Joe Biden used to have hair plugs like that. We used to all point at him. We used to call him Plugs Biden. You point at that guy and you snicker and you say, ha ha ha, look at this guy. But when you see a dude whose head is just shaved down or he's gone gray, you never point and snicker. It's like, oh, it's a bald dude. Well, that's me now. Bald Jesse. What, Michael? Yeah, somebody keep the beard. Why, the beard isn't going patchy. Of course somebody keep the friggin' beard. Chicks love it. Drives the wife crazy. What, Chris? Oh, yes, we can upgrade nicknames. Q-ball? Of course. Who knows? Look, I think we all know that the audience is probably not going to be as nice about the nickname thing that you two are, but they're going to come up with something. There's no question about it. All I know is I'm going to be sleeker, faster, more aerodynamic. I'm going to save a fortune on shampoo. I had actually told the wife earlier. I said, hey, put shampoo on the grocery list. This was last week. Got to tell her today. Hey, guess what? Veto that. Ain't no need. Shut up. Back to the COVID stuff. What's on tap for us? Because it is coming back. Well, here's the problem. You know, one of the reasons we didn't get a reckoning, this is not really an angle of this we've talked about before, but here's one of the reasons we didn't get a reckoning. I want you to picture this. I want you to picture we're all standing alongside a main road, main street in your town, whatever the main drag is in your town. We're all out there for a Jesse Kelly is Awesome convention or something. And we're all standing side by side along the sidewalk, along the main street in your town. And I want you to imagine you, just as you are now, this is some special circumstance, just as you are now, you look down at one point in time, and me, I have dropped my pants, and I'm mooning all the cars that are passing by, just showing them my big white butt, every car that's passing by. And you look down and you think to yourself, what is he doing? He's a grown man. What is this embarrassing conduct? But then you notice something. The dude beside me dropped his pants. And the woman beside him dropped her pants. And the dude beside her dropped her pants. And the woman beside him dropped. Soon, the whole line, they're all dropping their pants. Everyone's mooning traffic, dropping their pants. Just this feeling of, they're doing it. I guess I should do it. I guess I'll drop my pants. And then, a couple weeks later, we're all home and the police come to your door. Ma'am, do you know who all dropped their pants out there? And you're more hesitant to start giving out names. Why? Because you participated in the embarrassing conduct too. Therefore, you don't really want to crack down on that kind of embarrassing conduct. Part of the reason we never got a reckoning for the people who abused your freedom and my freedom during COVID, the people who locked us down, Republicans and Democrats, people who pushed poison shots on us, people who told us to wear paper masks on our face, people, the doctors, the media people, part of the reason we never got a reckoning is so many Americans willingly participated in the bad conduct the first time. That's part of a reason we never got a reckoning. It's hard for the person who was all about 2 weeks to slow the spread. I love Netflix. Okay, maybe a month. It's hard for that person to be a diehard throw the bums out with the COVID guys because he or she knows she was right there along with them. So what does that mean going forward? Going forward, I do think it looks differently as they bring it back, because now what it's going to be when they bring it back, it's going to be a lot of people's fresh start. This is going to be their fresh start, their chance at redemption. Not this time, not going to get me this time, not falling for it this time. You guys aren't getting me that time. So what do I think that means for the country? I think every part of the nation that isn't 100% hooked into the federal government, I think they will abstain. So that means your blue area is screwed. I have so many friends in Los Angeles, they're already telling me they're in supermarkets. The whole supermarket's full of masked people. New York City, I'm hearing that's getting worse, although not as bad as LA. If LA's bad, then that means Washington, D.C., which I haven't been to, is the worst, because it was always the worst in the country. Nothing but a bunch of little commie sheep that live in that place. So your blue area is finished. I'm sorry, you have no chance. There will be mask requirements, probably vax requirements. You're toast. For your red area, I think you'll be fine. Kind of. You're going to be fine right up until you run into an entity that needs federal approval, like airlines. You see, the airline industry is one of the most regulated industries. The government is knee-deep involved in it. Why do you think there's delays all the time? Why do you think it sucks so bad? Why do you think there's so many shortages? Why do you think? Because the government's involved. The government's going to make the airlines put in a mask mandate again. Chris, go ahead and write that one down, please. Government is going to make the airlines put in a mask mandate again. Possibly your bank, too, especially if you have one of the big boys. You bank at Chase. You bank at B of A, you bank at one of these places, you ever go down to the bank? Remember, these banks now, they don't exist on customer service, on providing you great services. They exist on the good graces of the federal government. That's why when some bank mismanages itself, the government will make the bank shut down like they just did. Remember all that Silicon Valley Bank stuff? They're going to make the bank shut down, gut it like a fish, and then they're going to hand all the good parts of it, all the remaining assets, to their friends in the giant finance sector. Well, you don't get those handouts in the giant finance sector if your CEO steps up and says, no masks here at Morgan Stanley. Instead, he says, Thank you, sir. May I have another? And then he makes sure he gets the next bank that shuts down. I think that we'll be fine from most COVID stuff if you're out of a blue area. I'm sorry, if you're in a blue area, you're probably in very deep trouble. And we're away from things the federal government has its hooks in. The lockdown stuff, vax requirement stuff, all that stuff, it's going to look different this time. Not near as widespread as it was before, but that's enough of that. I need to hear from you. What's your activism going to be? Not sucking our thumbs about Trump. What are we going to do to save the country and Tennessee? Go.
Hi. Here in Tennessee, we're doing what we call a legislative report card. We watch all the legislative sessions from last year, and we rate each legislator on how much they stood up for freedom or did not stand up for freedom. And then they'll get points. And then when people go to vote, they can look at the report card before they go vote. And then also, I'm
support this.
Coaching
keep going, Em. Keep going. I'm with you. Keep going.
Through the Patriot Academy and TPUSA Faith, and teaching people about the Constitution. And I'm making phone calls for the Eric Early campaign. He's running against Adam Schiff for U.S. Senate. And
this
I belong to Freedom Group.
Awesome. Now, let me say something about something Ann just said. Remember the first thing she just said? Legislative report card and teaching people about the Constitution. Maybe you rolled your eyes at those things. Oh, here we go. That's not activism. Oh, here we go. Let's talk about that real quickly. Now we'll get back to these. I love this. What are you doing? 877-377-4373. You know what I know you're doing? I know you're doing this. I know that you're losing money. I know that because inflation's causing us all to lose money. Everyone is. Sorry, that was a bad one. I know you're losing money. We can't help it. We can't do anything that these pieces of trash won't stop spending our money. The only thing we can do is try to backstop ourselves. But how do you do that? If they're ruining the value of the dollar, what are you supposed to do? Well, you get precious metals, man. Precious metals in your hands. Oxford Gold will send silver coins or gold coins to your home. So no matter what they do to the dollar, you have things to rely on. You put it in your 401k and IRA so that retirement you've busted your butt for your entire life doesn't disappear like a wind. Call 833-995-GOLD and let Oxford Gold Group handle this all for you because they handle it easily. I love working with them. 833-995-GOLD. Oxford Gold Group.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And I just, you know what occurred to me during the break? I think I'm going to look really good bald. No, what? Hear me out, Chris. Hear me out. You ever see that? What's that guy's name? Jason Statham? I feel like he's going to be a dead ringer for me after I go bald. What, Chris? What do you? Yes, like Denzel. Me, Jason, Denzel, symmetrical, switched on. I feel like this is going to be better than people think it's going to be. Also, speaking of me, the Oracle, you remember when I said this? And remember, Trump is not at 70%, 80% as far as the primary goes. He's ahead, but even if you believe the most Trump-friendly polls, he's got half, 50, 52, 54, 47. Half of the people want Trump. And believe me, you're in great shape if you're Trump. And there's 10 people in the primary field and half of them want you. So half want Trump, but half want something else. If you do the tortoise and the hare thing too much, you can eventually get caught by the tortoise. I think the smart thing for them to do, and I believe this is what they will do, I think they're going to closely monitor the poll numbers after this debate and see what happens with Trump. If you're Trump and you're this far ahead, you can afford to lose 1%, 2%. I lost 1 or 2% for this debate. And you would build that in naturally for the next debate. Okay, so forget it. I'll skip the next one, lose another one or two. I'm still winning. If you wake up and you're Team Trump and you find out after they do the polling a few days from now, you lost 7%, 6%, 8%. You can't skip another one. You can't. Trump dropped 6 points in post-debate GOP poll. Nikki Haley gained, which sucks. DeSantis gained a couple points. Pence gained a couple points. Vivek dropped a point. Big surprise. More people were exposed there. But Trump dropped 6 points. I don't know that Team Trump will skip the next debate. Next debate's in California, September 27th. If they do, I bet you money that will be the last one they skip. Again, I don't know that it was a dumb strategy to skip the first one. I don't. You know, well, at least you should know, you know you're going to lose. You don't gain when you skip. You're going to lose. Are the losses minuscule? Are they significant enough to matter? He lost 6 after the first one. That's significant enough to matter. You can't skip 4 or do the math. Now you're in trouble. So there's that. Your local activism. What are you planning on doing? Marcus, Colorado, go.
Jesse, as you may or may not know by now, I'm calling in on my Pure Talk phone as usual.
Yes, sir. What do you need? The bar? Do you need the bar, Marcus?
I need the bar. It's hungry.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir. So I have a local election in my county, November 7th. At church, my pastor passes around a microphone before sermon, if anybody has an announcement or anything. So, of course, all these signs are popping up all over town of local politicians and stuff, and I'm doing a whole bunch of research on everybody. And when the pastor passes the microphone around, I'm going to grab it and let everybody know or encourage everybody to go out and vote legally and locally to get the wokeness out of the system here in our county, hopefully, and encourage.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. By the way, back to what we were talking about, I forgot to mention this. The lady who brought up she's working on a legislative report card and teaching people about the Constitution. Maybe you scoffed at that. Maybe you rolled your eyes at that. Oh, gosh, what's that? What's that? Man, take a step back and just appreciate, even though they're the enemy, take a step back and appreciate the length and breadth of the communists' political involvement. Think what it is. Think how many nonprofits they own. Think how many report cards they hand out. She talked about teaching people about freedom in the Constitution. They make sure Normie Norm and Normie Norma is educated in their belief system at all times. I have not criticized a single one of you for anything you've called in and said. Why? Because it's all useful. Remember, the only thing we can't possibly do is nothing. The good news is we are in such a bad spot culturally that anything you're passionate about, anything you want to dig in needs you, whatever the cause is. And I'll go down through all of them and whatever. Do you want to start a legislative report card? Good. Hold your legislators, their feet to the fire. Let me point something else out you may be forgetting about or something people really don't consider very much at all. The state legislatures of this nation are going to be the power centers moving forward as the nation breaks apart and the states themselves become more and more important. You have low-T rhino losers in your state legislature. And I'm talking to everybody. I'm in the, quote, red state of Texas, and our state legislature is pathetic. Those state reps, they need challenged in primaries. They do. And I'm not saying you're going to win. Maybe you will, maybe you won't. It doesn't take as much as you think to win a state house seat. It doesn't. It just does not. I've seen it done a million times. I think maybe you, normal guy, normal girl, maybe you're exactly what we need there. Don't ignore the state legislatures. Remember, state legislature and down, that's where the real power can be taken, and that's where the real power will lie as we move forward and the country breaks up and balkanizes and descends into horrible things. Quit. We'll get back to your activism calls and some news about homes that friggin' bummed me out. Next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show with me, bald Oracle Jesse, world fame. What, Chris? What? 5 days. It's going to be epic. It's going to be epic. Am I going to shave it? I think that's probably going to have to be the wife, right? You guys won't be nice. You see, these are things I can't do because people are mean to me when I'm so nice to everyone else. I can't see behind me. What if I miss some patches of it and stuff like that? That's what mirrors are for? Well, that's what wives are for, too. Why can't she shave it? I'm just going to have her shave it. I'm not doing it. But to that point, to my point about the state legislatures that we ignore, Michael printed me off something while we were in a break. Texas, blood red Texas, right? Red Texas, baby. There's a big chart here of every member of the state legislature and how they vote. And the chart has 6 different columns. Very liberal, liberal, slightly liberal, slightly conservative, conservative, very conservative. Did you know that right here in blood red Texas, where we believe in God and country, we can't even eke past the slightly conservative thing. In fact, looks like more than half of the state legislature leans slightly liberal. Why? We have a bunch of fat weenie losers in our GOP state house, and they would much rather play footsie with Democrats. Now, how do we fix them? Well, the bad news is we can't fix them. Low-T, weenie losers like these people cannot possibly be fixed. The good news is you can defeat them. They can be defeated. They can be challenged in primaries and defeated. It's not, look, we sit around and we want more from the GOP, right? We want them to do more. We want them to finally do something.
Well, the one thing I know is I will not do what the Democrats did. I will not use impeachment for political purposes. The responsibility...
Yes, yes, very inspiring. We want more than that, don't we? Well, you're the one to do it. We need you to do it. All right, I'll get back to these your local activism thing here in just a moment. This came out from Unusual Wales today. Only 23% of homes in the U.S. are affordable to middle-income buyers. A year ago, 50% were available. And it just, man, it hits me how different life is going to look for the next generation if this monetary problem doesn't get fixed, and it doesn't look like there's even a plan to fix it. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with apartment living. Maybe you're living in an apartment right now. I've lived in an apartment most of my life. I really enjoyed it. I told you, remember, I've had a up and down life, if you will. The wife and I were living at the extended stay hotel. You remember that story? I was working out of town in construction, and we had two small children. There were, I think James was 3 and Luke was 1, I believe. So small children. And we were staying at an extended stay hotel for a few months. And yeah, that was rough. But then eventually we upgraded big time to an apartment. The apartment had a pool. We had a freaking blast at that apartment because it had a pool, man. Who doesn't want a pool? So I'm not dogging on apartment living, but man, young people that want to start a family and buy a home, just the dream outraces them. And it bums me out because what can you say to them, right? Victim of circumstances, but gosh, that freaking sucks. All right, whatever. You, your activism, what are you going to do? Ruby, Atlanta, what are you going to do?
Remember the young Hispanic dark-haired boy who asked the question at the Republican debate? He was from Young America's Foundation, also Katie Pavlich and Ben Shapiro. What I do is make the message known to my local radio stations. That gets it all over Atlanta, but you can get it all over the United States. You can call or email them and get these articles for kids. Birthdays are coming up, Christmas, graduation, whatnot. 10 myths your teacher taught you about communism. This is not a long, heavy book. This is a fold-out chart. Simple, easy to read. The kids need these in their hands. The merits of free enterprise.
I love it. Call them. Get it. Rita, Colorado, go.
Yo, Jesse. I have a 24/7 nursing rotating group that comes through my house. And I torment them with your shows, with Newsmax, and with Fox programming. And it often actually starts a conversation where they want to hear more. It's amazing.
You shouldn't torture them with me, Rita. That's cruel and unusual punishment. I'm kidding. I support it. That's free. Look, that's awesome. It's something, right? Spreading the message. Steven, Pennsylvania, what are you going to do? Apparently, Steven's going to do nothing. Brian, New York, go.
I'm part of the movement to have an Article 5 Convention of States. It's a part of the Constitution. And specifically, what we're looking to do is get term limits on all federal officials, pull back federal spending, and pull back federal overreach to give the power.
Support it 100%. Ken, Mississippi, go.
Hey, Jesse, going to have to listen fast. First off, a quote generally ascribed to Churchill, do what you can where you are with what you have. I think those are our marching orders. Just want to acknowledge my great uncle who died at the Somme September 26, 1916. My dad, Q-tour Huey gunship pilot, took a wound 7 months into his second tour. My heroes, my activists. My activism, several years ago I was exiting my poll place and I just walked out with another gentleman, and I got into conversation, and I was like, I wish I could call Congress people just regularly. He gave me a toll-free number to the Capitol Hill switchboard. I've been making hundreds of calls into the Capitol to Democrats, Republicans, mainly Democrats, House and Senate, and you're mainly getting interns, but it's just a way that I've been able to input right into the heart of the beast. And what I'm a Christian, and what I've changed my approach is I'm preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to these young people. I still do policy and political things likewise, but that's a great avenue to speak the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me,
I like it. I like it a lot. Richard, Mississippi, go, Dick.
Yes, in the, quote, red state of Mississippi. So my activism is not limited strictly to one thing, but the best thing that I believe I can do is, as often as I can in my spare time without getting paid for it, I will write about the latest issue or whatever good topic comes to mind, getting to the heart and the truth of the matter with a little inspiration from Jesse, and try to submit that to my local paper.
I love it. Listen, activism, and I'll leave you with this because we have other things I want to get to as we wrap up here. Activism doesn't have to mean misery. Remember, it doesn't have to mean misery. It very likely means using a skill set you already have. One guy's using his print shop. That guy very clearly likes to write. Are you a writer? So write some things. You play music? Make music. Are you good with people? Go knock on doors. Are you good going through numbers and details? Are you a good researcher? Whatever your skill set happens to be, trust me, there's a need. That's part of the beauty of being on the team that's currently getting its teeth kicked in. No matter what you want to do, there's an option to do it. Just do something. Let's all do something. And I'm promising you, I'm going to do something too that goes beyond the show. I'm getting involved locally. We have Texas elections coming up in November of this year. I'll be involved in those. It's going to go well beyond things we do here on the show because I believe in doing what I ask you to do. We have got to lead and be activists. And we might just find ourselves surprised at how many people come along with us. We have one more segment with headlines I didn't get to and some emails. We also have, let's do remember, every day is election day. Every single day is election day. You don't have to wait till next November. Every day you vote with your money, with where you spend and don't spend your money. So who do you have your cell phone service with? Because if you switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, and you switch to Pure Talk, not only will you save a fortune, you're on the same great 5G network as one of them. And right now, for a limited time, when you get their unlimited talk, text, and 15 gig data plan, that's just $35 a month, by the way, you get a free 5G Samsung Galaxy phone. Free. All you have to do is pick up your cell phone right now and spend 10 minutes on the phone talking to an American who speaks English. So the next time you pay your cell phone, you'll be voting the right way. Sound like a plan? #250. Say Jesse Kelly. #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget you can email me. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. You can email me what your local activism is going to be. That's always welcome. I want to hear. People need to hear and be inspired. It's not enough for us to just bring brutal truths about the election and our justice system and what this is going to happen, what that's going to happen. We're still going to do that. Again, I'm not sorry. That's going to happen. Doesn't matter. But we have to know that there are fights we can win and fights we should be fighting right now. Lots and lots and lots of them. We have got to, and I'm guilty of this too. I'm not just pointing fingers. We've got to untether ourselves from presidential politics. That doesn't mean we don't get involved. That doesn't mean we don't work for the candidates, whoever your candidate is. Doesn't mean we don't vote. That doesn't mean we back off of supporting Trump or supporting DeSantis or supporting whatever, whoever you happen to be supporting. I'm not saying that at all. Get involved. Vote. Work for them. But we have got to stop pretending as if there's some silver bullet that can fix what's wrong. When if you could build the perfect candidate in a lab, so basically me, even if you could put me into the White House, I still couldn't come close to fixing all that's wrong, because what's wrong is so much deeper and bigger than the president. We have got to fix the people. We fix the people by local activism. See all these people informing kids, informing friends, informing neighbors, letters to the editor. They're calling Congress. They're dealing convention of the states. They're printing T-shirts. They're whatever way you can get involved, get involved. You remember Michael Byrd, the Capitol police officer who shot Ashley Babbitt? You know, Ashley Babbitt, the completely unarmed woman who posed no threat to him whatsoever, and he just flat out shot her in the neck right there, watched her die. You know, we've been speaking about Ashley Babbitt since January 6th. We didn't just get here now that it's politically convenient. Michael Byrd has just been promoted to captain. Remember what I've been telling you about these blue areas. How, if you're in one, and I realize that's just a lot of people's situation, maybe that's your situation right now. If you're in one, you need to operate not as if you're a free American with constitutional rights. You need to operate as if you are in hostile territory. If I took you tomorrow to North Korea and I had you walking the streets of North Korea, how would you conduct yourself? You'd keep your eyes open, keep your head down and your mouth shut, wouldn't you? Because you know you're one minor screw up in any way away from having those people tearing your teeth out of your face with pliers, because that's what those scumbags do over there. That's how you have to operate when you're walking the streets of New York City, of Washington, D.C., of Chicago, of these places that are run by Soros communists. We have got to start being shrewd as snakes, all right? Speaking of shrewd as snakes, CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dixon's his name. You see, they're in a bit of hot water for doing so much business with Jeffrey Epstein. He just wants you to know he's sorry.
Regarding Jeffrey Epstein and the ongoing litigation there, has it impacted your brand equity at all?
A little bit sometimes, but we banked Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm so sorry that we did. I wish we hadn't.
Hey, guys, did we work hand in hand with that international sex trafficker? Whoops, my bad. Could have happened to anybody. Did you hear the NAACP chief of Jacksonville after that racist dude killed a bunch of black people this weekend?
Jacksonville specifically is a breeding ground of neo-Nazism, that they have been tracking this and seeing this. I mean, what can you tell me and tell us about the climate there in Jacksonville?
I think the federal government and the Justice Department are going to have to do a better job in exercising exactly where these hate groups exist. I mean, we see these Confederate signs, we see the Trump signs, constantly on our street, and we know from that standpoint.
We see the Trump signs on our street, and that lets us know that Nazis live there. Just remember how they speak about you versus how we speak about them. Just liberals, guys. Also, remember, you need to make sure you're making preparations for a future that may be a little rockier than one you would like. Rockier than one I would like. That means not just bullets. It doesn't just mean plans for fresh water. An army runs on its stomach, as Napoleon said. How are you and your family going to run when China drops an EMP on your local area, in your grocery store and gas station, and everything else gets fried like that? What are you going to do? Lay down and die? Call mom? There's no cell phone, no cell tower. Or are you and your family going to dig into your emergency 3-month food kit from My Patriot Supply while you come up with the plan to evac the area? My Patriot Supply has these wonderful 3-month food kits, and right now they're $200 off. All you have to do is go to preparewithjessekelly.com and you'll save $200 on your 3-month food kit. Go get some. Preparewithjessekelly.com. That's free shipping. It ships fast. It ships free. Go now. One more article before we get to headlines I didn't get to. There's an article in the National Review, Drop Out, Asa. It's about Asa Hutchinson, that loser who's also running. And it kind of does this. Well, if it would be better if Rhonda, it would be better for Ron DeSantis if Asa Hutchinson dropped out. I reject this kind of politics completely. Either Ron DeSantis can figure out a way to win the primary with Hutchinson in, or he shouldn't be the nominee. I don't like this constantly micromanaging everyone in. I rejected this when the Trump people said everyone needs to drop out and unify. Oh, get bent. Go win the primary. Oh, you should drop out so DeSantis can win. No. How about you go earn it and you go win it? Tired of this namby-pamby politics. Drives me crazy.
And now...
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Maryland court rules parents have no say in child's education. Reminder, not only do you have to get out, there is a time limit. A time limit. They're already taking people's kids away in states in this country if they don't affirm their child's gender. So keep that in mind. Blatantly illegal. NASCAR bans white applicants from diversity internship. Man, that racism, it's starting to sound, what's that word? It starts with an S. We heard it all the time after St. George Floyd. What's that racism? Systemic. 160 people arrested on arson charges for Greek wildfires, for which the media previously said climate change was to blame. Isn't it wild that we have a bunch of communist arsonists on the planet setting fire to every piece of wood they can right now, knowing the media, law enforcement, and everyone else will blindly run with the "it's climate change" agenda. And then by the time handcuffs are ever placed on the arsonists, the truth, as Mark Twain said, is already halfway around the world. The lie is halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes. Shut up. I don't read Mark Twain. France has too much wine. It's paying millions to destroy the leftovers. Well, just ship it on over here. We've got a bunch of suburban liberal moms who I'm sure will take care of that for you, France. All right. Email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.